Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Paul McCartney dropped in on fellow bandmate Ringo Starr the other day to record some new music together for an upcoming Ringo CD. Ringo posted a photo of the session with the tag, "Thanks for coming over, man. Great bass. I love you, man. Peace and love." Joe Walsh also joined Paul and Ringo in the studio, and earlier in the week, Paul and Ringo dined with Tom Hanks and Dave Grohl in Santa Monica. 19 George Harrison solo videos, including live performances, interviews, rehearsals, and song videos, have been posted to YouTube. You can check them out at the George Harrison Vivo channel. Roy Orbison's son, Alex, has secured the film rights for The Beatle Who Vanished, about the life of Jimmy Nicol, who was a Beatle for 13 days in 1964 while Ringo was ill. Nicol played 10 concerts with the Fabs, and when he was done, he was given a check for £500, a new watch, and a ride to the airport. 5 new limited edition Beatle turntables will be released by the same company that released the George Harrison turntable. The first release will feature copies of the Beatles' concert tickets from 1962 through 1966. And finally, Alan Aldridge, who edited and did the artwork for the popular book The Beatles Illustrated Lyrics, has passed away at age 73. Aldridge also designed album covers for The Who, The Stones, and Elton John. Check out rare Beatle-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.